Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oteris, now.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa.
Oh, my gosh.
I am Corny McCorny Man. Corny Jerk.
Corny
McCornershin. Hi, Cornershin. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's good to have you back.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Annie.
It's been an interesting day. I want to say that with all the rain and all that stuff going on, we're now in Utah and we can feel like the shifting towards the winter has begun.
Yeah, it snowed today. Big time snowed in the mountains and then not too far up. So it was cold all day, rained all day. We had some sleet down here and snow up in the mountains. So winter's like, screw you, fall. I'm moving in.
What is that?
I don't know.
We got like an hour of fall.
But and now not winter's even here. An hour. It's like, oh, it's the first day of fall snow.
You couldn't even get out the fall. It's snow.
Yeah. So that it's been fun.
3 years of California dreaming, and now we're back in the snow.
I like the snow. I like the cold, but it was like, I love fall. And in the past, in Utah, you know, it doesn't really get too cold until the end of October. We're not even in October yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, hello.
This morning, I think I told you, I got really into doing this whole grounding thing that you've been trying to get me to do forever. Because I wake up and I immediately put socks and shoes on.
Yep.
And I don't take them off until it's time to go to bed. I am wearing them right now. It's 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday and I'm wearing socks and shoes.
Yeah, you're weird.
So, yeah. Anyway, I got up this morning and did some grounding while on my bare feet and went out into the rainy grass and lawn. And I got to be honest, it was very invigorating.
You're so...
What? You're making fun of me now.
You kick your shoes off for like 1 hour, one day, and you're like, look at me, I'm grounding. I'm the grounding fool.
Yeah, I'm dipping my toe in it, I mean, to be a little bit more direct. I am trying it out.
Like, you literally stood out there on the grass, waving me down while I'm inside the house. Ange!
Hey,
Ange!
Look
at me! No shoes! And I'm thinking, what an idiot.
It was cold. The neighbors are probably like, what is this guy?
What is wrong with this guy?
I'm in my bare feet in the grass, and that's a big deal for me, ladies and gentlemen. So today has been a groundbreaking day, if you will. A lot of cool stuff. So, but that's not what people wanted to hear in this network marketing podcast.
Nope.
They want to hear about business stuff. Eddie, teach us how to make money. Okay. So, it's been a kind of a cool day. And then now we're here podcasting about something that we want to talk about.
Yeah. It's like the yeah that where you're like, you want to say something else, but you can't because you're still saying yeah.
Go back. Rewind it, everybody. Go back and listen to that. Yeah, to that sound Angela just made. All right. So we're going to be talking about it's. So where the subject came from is, you know, Angela and I, we're always on Facebook or somewhere on social media, somewhere online, and we're always talking about something. And every once in a while, we'll say something that, let's just say, sparks people. And ignites them and makes them want to message us, which is awesome. I love that.
Yes.
And because I get these messages every day, and I'm sure you do too, I kind of feel like I am connected to what's going on out there. Like what's going on with people that are, you know, out in the field and they're building their business, particularly those who are in their first year. And they have done the right thing by reaching out to people like you and me or maybe other people and just asking for advice, getting tips. And not succumbing to the belief that they need to do this on their own.
Yeah.
And lately I've been getting a lot of questions about duplication.
Yeah.
And I just want to say real quick, I'm going to use the word duplicatable a lot.
Yeah. So deal with it.
That is a word. Okay. I don't care what anybody or Justin Harrison or anybody else says. If I can pronounce it and you know what I mean, it's a word. Webster will figure it out eventually. Okay, so the concept of duplication, you know, because what's the, you know, what's the old thing? Everyone always says, what you do has to duplicate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If it doesn't duplicate, it doesn't matter.
Right. If it doesn't duplicate, it doesn't matter. This is this is probably since day one of network marketing, since the guys that created
the network marketing gods.
Yeah, those guys. They're all about, hey, you got to do things that duplicate. Well, yeah. Why don't you talk about your thoughts about duplication, what that means? You know, maybe you can even start with what you felt like duplication was when we first started. And has it changed over the last 6 years of building a network marketing business? Or 7 years now, geez.
Okay, no. Well, we just passed our 6 year. We're in our,
okay.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah,
up
we
on
are
our
in
seventh,
our seventh, yeah. So duplication for me means that whatever I do as far as skill set or as far as business building, money making activities, duplication means that anybody I bring into my organization can duplicate that. They can look at what I did. I can explain what I did, teach them, and then send them out to do that as well. And then they, in turn, do the same thing with the people that they're bringing into their business. So it's just any activity, if you want your business to grow, any activity that you do should be easily duplicated by another individual. I mean, that's really it.
Now, did you say anything or everything?
I said, what did I say?
I think you said anything.
I thought I said any activity.
I'm sure you meant any, but I just want to be clear about that for those people that are listening, because I can see how somebody listening to this is going to go, oh, Angela said anything, but what she also meant was everything.
I said any activity.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Any activity that I do to grow my business, I should be able to teach and train another individual to then go out and do it on their own. That's really what duplication is, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Has it changed? No. We still have all, I mean, when I started, it was you talk to someone about the product and invite them to a webinar. That was my very first couple months in this business. And then it was talk to people about the oils and then do a webinar for them. And then it turned, I didn't do classes for a long time because I really didn't have anybody to do, you know, face-to-face classes with at the time. We had just moved to Utah. So I didn't know anybody. Then it became, after I did get to know people, it became doing classes for people and teaching them how to do classes, or just doing classes for people and one-on-ones and things. And I'm still doing those things. I'm still doing them.
Do you think so you talked about at the beginning, because I've had people who were shocked when I've told them that we didn't really do any classes in the beginning because, and you know, you just explained it because we were just in Utah. We didn't know anybody. You know, do you think that that's a model that people could still duplicate nowadays? Just do webinars, invite people to webinars and so on?
Absolutely. That's a skill. Teaching a webinar to someone and enrolling them via the webinar is something I can teach anybody. In fact, a lot of people in my team started out doing webinars before they did classes.
Yeah.
Because it was something I did, and so it was something they learned it from.
I remember that. I mean, remember you weren't comfortable in the beginning to do your own webinars, obviously. And, you know, we were brand new. And so what we would do is we had a really great upline who would, at the drop of a hat, do a webinar for us if we just got anybody who wanted to listen to one.
Yeah.
If it was one person or two or three or four or five or whatever, just, hey, we're going to do one and we're going to invite as many people as we can.
Over and over and over.
Over and over again, yeah. I mean, how many webinars would you say we did the first couple of months?
Oh my gosh, so many.
Probably like two a week, would you say? Maybe three a week?
Two or three a week, yeah.
Yeah, two or three a week. So that's like, to help you guys understand, like that's what it takes to hit silver, or at least that's what it took for us to hit silver.
Yeah, consistently doing presenting. It's the same thing, it's just a different name. when you hear about hitting a rank or hitting a volume or what making your first $300, it's just consistently presenting to new people. And that's what we did over and over and over again.
Yeah, watching the intro to doTERRA PowerPoint presentation became
tedious.
Yeah.
I hated it. I remember after having our upline do it for so many times, when I took over and started doing it, I actually changed up the webinar a bit because I was so bored with it. But I was bored with it, not the people I was introducing to it. So, yeah, we did it a lot. We did it a lot. And you hear that with people who are, working to hit rank or have had hit a rank. And they'll tell you, I presented all of the time, all the time. And now you have kind of this lazy generation that's come in. And now they have all these tools and systems and gadgets and fly by night, whatever programs. And they've just gotten lazy and they're like, I'm just going to rely on this one thing and it's going to get me to the top because that's what the creators promised. Well, the bottom line is if you're not busting your tail doing 2 to 3 presentations a week, you're not going to grow. I don't care what system you follow. Anyway.
Right. Well, we're going to definitely talk about systems today. But I think what is interesting about this is that we can say, okay, what did we do to hit silver? We did 2 to 3 webinars a week, and we would get as many people as we could to each one of those webinars. Mm-hmm. We did that for 6 months.
6 straight months.
We did that for 6 months. And then the 6th month was in December, and doTERRA was just the first time doTERRA did the frankincense offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time. I remember that.
Yeah.
So, and they have not stopped since, nope. Which is awesome. So that 6th month, we went and we hit silver. So January, we got our first silver check. This is, what's interesting about this is that anybody could say, all right, I'm just going to do that. And that's totally cool.
Yep.
But is that the only way to hit silver?
No.
No.
There are so many people who have done it.
Because we could call that a system.
You could. The webinar system.
The webinar system.
Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We just introduced another webinar system, another system for everybody to...
Could you imagine if I was so, so heck bent on doing only webinars that I only ever did webinars? It's crazy.
Well, one could argue that maybe it would work. If you just, all you did was webinars all day long.
It could work, yeah, but I wouldn't be able to train anybody else who was terrified of webinars. So.
And what about all those people who, they don't decide to join and enroll and purchase these products based on webinars. They need something a little bit more.
Sure.
Personal.
Yeah. I have to grow that ability as well.
Because we were doing a lot of, weren't we doing a lot of sampling and inviting? A
lot of sampling.
Everybody that got invited was sampled first,
because
right?
That's what we were taught with Elise, is you sample everybody.
Everybody got sampled.
Everybody. And I still believe in sampling. I absolutely do. There are some people you have to sample. The majority of people I enroll know I don't need to sample them the way that I did in the past, but there are people that I am so glad that I developed that ability and that skill to sample effectively, because when I can see a person isn't, falling into the rotation that I typically do when I present and online, I know that it's time to, let me back up a little bit. And let's talk about a sampling, something I can send you. But
right.
I did. I learned how to do that because why not?
You're talking about how you developed a different way to approach and eventually enroll somebody.
Yeah.
Other than just going, I only do webinars.
Yeah.
And I just sample them and then I invite them and then I enroll them.
Right.
And that's it. Like that is the only way. And some people that it doesn't work for. So what I'm thinking you're saying is that you developed the skill because you noticed that there was a certain demographic or certain type of personality even
mm-hmm.
that didn't respond to invitations and samples and webinars. They needed something different.
Yeah.
This is interesting because this is what I kind of wanted to talk about today is some of the message I've been getting lately about duplication is people are confused thinking that duplication means this is how you enroll a person. First you sample them, then you invite them to a webinar, and then you close, and then you set up a meeting afterwards and so on. What I think people think duplication means is specifically how you enroll a person, only one way.
Right.
Like, for example, there's the Share Success system, there's the Edge system, there's the Emerge system, and then there's...
No.
Well, it's not Emerge is not a system, thank you, I'm sorry.
But there's a cult following that seems to believe it.
We'll call it the Emerge approach, okay? Anyway, or the skill, right?
Right.
But what I'm talking about here that I want to really like get people to change their minds about if they listen to this is to not fall in love or become obsessive in these approaches or systems.
Yeah.
That's not duplication. That's not, there's duplication does not mean this is how you approach a person and this is how you enroll them. Because we all know that there's a lot of different types of personalities out there.
Yeah.
And maybe we can even get into those different personalities today. Cause I know you like talking about that a lot. The different types of personalities and what approaches they prefer, if you will. But is to let go of how to enroll a person. What are the steps to enroll a person? Is there one way to enroll a person?
No.
So if you meet a person and you had some kind of checklist to check off, like, okay, first I got to do this, and then I got to do this, and then I got to do that. Is that going to work?
Not with everybody.
Not with everybody. It's going to work with some.
So some, yeah.
Right. So what I'm trying to get across here is that if we become, and I like to use this word, dogmatic about any approach, we're going to miss out on a lot of different personalities, a lot of different people. And yeah. If doTERRA has shown anything, it's very diverse.
It's very diverse.
For a reason, because different people use different approaches.
Right.
So you have to be kind of like a chameleon of sorts.
Yeah, I I've said that is that all the different things that I've learned throughout the years of my business, they're almost like tools in my tool belt that I can pull out and use in different situations. You know, I absolutely don't close the same way every time. I don't invite the same way every time. I know that there is a process to success, and the process is talk about what you do and what you're selling, share an opportunity for people to learn about it, invite them, present, and close. Now, the specifics of each of those steps, every system, every approach, they all have their own thing that you do, and you only do it that way. And I say BS to that. I call BS because, you know, you just, when you sit with someone and you truly discover them, you find out about them, you learn about them, you grow with them and their, what they want. And you're going to have, your ability to connect with someone is going to come through. And you're really not going to stick to some script. Do you have a script when you're new? Yeah. So you know what to say. You have something that you know that's been effective so that you can get out there and say something rather than, you know, spewing a bunch of garbage, right? Smart. But as you grow in this, your personality is going to take over. I don't know, your
angle.
Angle? Not angle. What
your perspective or
anyway, you really grow into this business. You grow into, you know, the shoes of this business. I don't know how to.
Your style?
Yeah, you have your style. But anyway, you've thrown me so far off. I can't even come back to where my train of thought. That was fun.
All right, well, let me help you out here. When there's a person who says, "Hey, I'm curious about that lavender. Does it really help with sleep?" Okay. So what you do next is it always going to be 100% the exact same way every single time, Or are you going to take what you know about that person and maybe your relationship with that person and kind of adjust it accordingly based on the many different skills that you've learned over the last 6-7 years?
Yeah, I'm going to adjust it to the needs of that person. It's, for instance, you know, one of my really close friends, like I've known her since junior high. She recently reached out to me and said, "Hey, I need to know about lavender. Here's my situation with my daughter. How, can I try it? What do you think? What are your thoughts? How can I get these oils?" Well, I wasn't going to sit there and go, "Well, the first thing I do is I set up an appointment." I wasn't going to do that with her. And so I said, "Well, hey, you know what? I have, one of my leaders is running a spoiled event. I'm going to send you a couple samples. I'm going to invite you into this group and you're going to get to experience firsthand with these oils as you learn about them." Because she had a daughter who had a need. She was at her wit's end. I wasn't going to make an appointment and just blindly, you know, enroll her. I wanted her to have an experience with all the oils. Mm-hmm. And so I set her up to understand what was going to happen. She got the samples. She used them on her child throughout the event and still learned. And what was really cool was that when she enrolled with her kit, you know, she was like, "We're still struggling to get my daughter to sleep, but I use the Breathe and the On Guard because two of my kids were sick." So it was like, sweet. All right, cool. You know, she was prepped, armed, and ready.
Yeah.
Basically.
So you had that approach. Now, that approach came to you because of your years of experience. You've seen situations like this, and plus you knew that there was a spoiler group coming up.
Yeah.
And so based on all of that knowledge, you just kind of improvised your way.
Yeah.
You kind of like, you just went with your gut based on the skills you developed.
Yeah. It's, you know, I had this conversation with one of my leaders the other day. She had someone who was not able to jump on in the spoiled event ever. And I said, "Look, you can't just let them like not experience right. this event. This is someone, if you're watching her, you can't just leave her in that event and hope she signs up at the end. No, this is someone you're going to have to call up and say, 'Hey, let's get together because I know your time is precious and you're not able to spend it every day watching a video.'" And I had to tell her this because she was so heck-bent on just enrolling this person through the spoiled event. And I thought, no, you can't. You've got to watch the cues they're giving you.
Yeah.
If their cues are, "I don't have time to watch these videos every day or use the samples," then you've got to pull them into a one-on-one because they're not going to come to a class, right? They're not going to be patient with you online and as you message them, you know, your presentation. So sit with them and present and enroll. But she wasn't seeing that. What she was seeing is, "No, but she's in the spoiled event, so I have to spoil her." It's like, no. Let's back up. So that's,
this is what I mean. This is what I mean by the dogma. Being like just attached to one way of doing the thing. So we're explaining this to people. For those of you guys that are in your first year or even second year, you know, it's possible that you might not have developed these skills.
Right.
These skills to be able to kind of shift gears and try something different. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of skills can only come from practice, and setting up appointments and doing it as often as you can, sometimes doing it wrong, sometimes doing it right. You know, this is not something you could just teach a person. Like some people want that skill that you have. They want it now. That skill right now. They want to know, okay, well, if this person says this, what are the 5 or 6 different ways I can answer them?
Yeah, no.
But that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. You have to learn that through experience. I'm sorry. Even in a program where you have a, you know, an exact script.
Yep.
You will never be able to nail that until you've done it 100 times.
So this is why duplication cannot be about approaches or like the way that you approach somebody or a system. Mm-hmm. Duplication cannot be about that at all. Because there is no one way to approach anybody.
No.
So this was the thing that I actually had backwards when I first started. I thought you had to do it the same way every time with everybody. That was the way but over the last couple of years, I've learned that, and especially watching you chameleon your way through every different, because I would just go, you know, you're really good at enrolling, but that person you enrolled is totally different than the way you enrolled this other person. How did you know to do that? And obviously it had to do with the fact that you've had so much experience with it. Whereas my approach in sales in the past has always been step by step, this is how you do it. And that always worked for me. And that was the trick for me to understand what network marketing is. I had to practice many different approaches mm-hmm. and try them with different people until I figured out like a gut reaction to go with,
yeah.
you know, with the way that's why I love watching you work with people. Cause I can see you shifting and trying something different. So yeah. it, you know, it's really awesome. So, the number one thing I think we want to get across in this podcast, especially is to stop being so, you know, so heck bent.
Cult-like.
Yeah. And I say dogma. So here, for those of you guys who, I love the word dogmatic because dogma, the definition of dogma is, and I had to write this, I pulled this up so you guys can hear it. But the definition of dogma is a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly true. And that means this is the only way to do things. And so what we're going to talk about is in a few minutes, we'll talk about what should be duplicated. We'll kind of get to that in a minute. But so can you give maybe listeners some idea on how they can develop these skills, maybe just a little faster, maybe not right away overnight, but maybe a little faster. What would be a good strategy to develop these skills, these different skills that you have? What's worked for you?
Being, what does Joe Vitale say? He says, I don't dismiss things. I don't dismiss things just because they're not part of the EDGE system or because that's not what I was taught in Emerge. Or I don't dismiss things. I never have. I feel like being a sponge needs to be duplicated more. I feel like everybody, you can learn something from everyone. I think that needs to be duplicated. You can learn something from everyone. I know that, you know, one of my friends I was talking to, Tiffin, she's like, sometimes people don't want to hear what I have to say because I'm not diamond. And I was like, are you kidding me? I've learned so much from you. It doesn't matter how long someone's done the business. It doesn't matter their history in education. It doesn't matter what rank they are, or if they're in your company. You can glean off of everybody and every idea. There's genius out there. And if you're so dismissive, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out. It's like we had, you know, I put my whole team through understanding skill set training, and many of them went through the Emerge course with me. And we still teach the fundamental basics of sales because of that training. But when I heard Heather Patenow talk about spoil yourself, I immediately said, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it. Let's see what happens. This should be fun. And there was a little pushback in the beginning from my team, like, wait a minute, we don't sample anymore. And I was like, in what world do we not sample? Is it just because we're not sending 100 samples out a week to people and not getting their information ever? Does not mean we don't sample. So we did it. It woke up some of my sleeping legs. Some of my other people who are killing it with the one-on-ones, they're like, it is not for me. But the thing is, they discovered that it's not for them. And they learned, one of my top leaders, she's like, it is so not for me. But one of her top leaders was killing it, enrolling people left and right off of it. But she now has the knowledge to run that event if her top leader wants to ever do it again.
Yeah.
Because she had such success. It's not shutting it down. It's not pushing it away. It's being open and absorbing the goodness. Like there's so many things I've taken from all the stuff I've done. And there are things that I teach different leaders from all the things that I've done. So be a sponge, be open, understand that you're going to learn from every system, from every event, from every, you know, everything. And I like to post things in my team pages saying, hey, this looks interesting. If anybody's interested in this, check it out. And if it sparks someone who's kind of stagnant to take action, that's a win. Like, that's a huge win. One of the gals that has been with me since my first Diamond Club, she's just kind of been a sleeper. She woke up during Spoil Yourself. And because she had a few successes in that thing that I just decided to give a try, you know, she's more responsive to text messages from her upline. She's responsive to, hey, we're going to start another coaching group. Who's in? So you just don't know. I'm going on and on, but don't shut anything down because you don't know who's going to wake up because of an idea, because of a situation, because of a party, because of a whatever. Like,
because they think that's not how you do this. No, we don't do it that way.
Yeah.
We don't do it that way.
There are some people, I lost a gal who went many years ago. She's no longer in my business, but she went premier in 1 month doing one-on-ones over the phone. And then when I started saying, hey, let's get classes going, classes, she shut down. She shut down and ended up not getting back to premier. And I found out later that she loathed classes. And I thought to myself, I should have said it to her, but I thought, well, why didn't you just say, I hate classes? I am so much better at the one-on-one. That's how I went premier in 1 month.
Yeah.
You know, had I known that, because she was in another state, I didn't know. I just saw her enrolling like a beast. So it wasn't for her. Whereas I have other people who are just amazing in classes and they get the best attendance and they have the best enrollment percentage. And I'm not going to steer them away from that. But I am going to teach them, okay, you need to know how to do a proper one-on-one. You also need to know how to execute a Spoil Yourself. You need to know how to da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is, because then they can turn and teach that. They can't shut down just because they're like, I'm really, really good at one-on-one, so I'm not going to learn anything else. And I'm like, well, you're not going to grow as a leader.
Yeah.
You're not.
So what I'm getting out of this right now is like what should be duplicated is something different than like specifically how you approach a person, but it's more about like an attitude or a behavior.
Yeah.
Or a consistent behavior. So the first thing you said is not to dismiss any way to approach a person. It's actually pretty cool. Somebody who hired me recently to coach them, she was telling me about how, and she's amazing. I just love her to death. And she's talking about how she's approaching doctors and her system and the way she approaches doctors and uses doctors as referral sources. It's a brilliant approach. Yeah. And yeah, she's not diamond. So, and I love that, you know, Tiffin talked about this, how some people won't listen because they're not diamond.
Well,
that's
crazy.
That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy because here's a really great system that works for her. And it's bringing a certain type of person into her business. And I think it's awesome.
Well, here's the thing off that is, could I duplicate that? No, because I don't live in that field she lives in with access to doctors that she does, but I can duplicate her efforts.
That's what we want to talk about. So number one, don't be dismissive of any way a person is approaching or building the business. Look into it. You know, try it even. Take it. Give it.
Understand
give it,
it.
Yeah, give it its due course. What other things are duplicatable that we should be that people should be duplicating in our business?
Besides effort?
Yeah, well, maybe even effort. What does that look like?
Effort is, well, what should be duplicated as far as effort is getting in front of people over and over and over, however you can, whether you're one way or another, whether you're contacting doctors and getting referrals off of them or you're handing out Spoil Yourself packets or you're saying, hey, you know, what I typically do to 22 people a week, you have to duplicate that effort. That's what's missing right now because like I said earlier, there's a laziness in the new doTERRA builder realm. There is a laziness. They want a quick answer. They want, what is the best approach? How is this person who just hit presidential diamond doing it? And I want to do what they do. Well, the reality is that, and I'm going to talk about Keely again, is that I remember when Keely was live on Periscope going door to door in her neighborhood. Okay. I mean, she doesn't have some magic thing. She's just got this work ethic that doesn't quit. And all the top people do, however they're contacting their people, that's their skill set. They've learned that somewhere. They've gained that. But their ethic, their work ethic, their drive, their push is beyond the lazy builder. It's so far beyond the lazy builder. The lazy builder wants people to come to him. They want to make a phone call, use a script, nail the script, and the person goes, yeah, I totally want to sit with you. It doesn't happen that way. So you can duplicate the effort. So when someone says, what do I have to do to hit, you know, silver or hit diamond, I will tell them, well, looking back to the 6 months it took me to go silver. And some people say, oh, that's a long time. Well, I know many of you have not even gotten there, and it's been years because you're being lazy. Is 2 to 3 presentations a week. Whether that looks like one class a week to you, or that looks like 5 one-on-ones, whatever it looks like, you have to be presenting your spiel 2 to 3 times a week, every single week until you hit that rank.
One way or another, whether it's over the phone, over Zoom, in person,
exactly,
or in a class, or whatever. So it's not like the specific approach. It's the consistent effort. It's
consistent.
That is what needs to be duplicated.
Yeah. Consistency trumps scripts all day long. Your consistent effort will get you to go the distance in this business. No amount of memorizing anything else will do what consistent effort. So if you're looking at your schedule and you literally have one class this month and you're wondering why you're still elite after 3 years, I want to lay it out for you. You're not presenting to enough people. Now, you know, the skill set training is going to give you confidence to get on the phone and talk to people. Yes, but it's not going to give you your drive.
Okay. All right. So I love this. This is a great conversation. And this is what, guys, if you're trying to follow what successful people are doing, stop looking at what they're doing and ask them why they're doing it that way.
That's a good one.
This is something that I've actually learned from some of the top, just not just network marketers, but internet marketers and so on in the country, is that they all say the worst question you can ask me is specifically what I'm doing instead of why am I doing it that way?
That's good. Yeah.
And so that's that. And so, because when you understand why they're doing it that way, because then that is what you can duplicate. That you can take your own way of, like, it's like, for example, if I were to say, if someone comes to me and say, Eddie, can you teach me how you have created a social media following where people watch your videos and comment and even give you compliments or whatever. I would not, you know, I can't tell everybody the only way to do it is video.
No, you can't. Because
that's so not true.
It's not true.
But I can tell you that doing something every single day is what you should be duplicating. And here is why.
Yeah.
That is different. So like whether it's video or it's audio or it's text or it's email or something like that, it has to be done on a consistent basis. The why behind it is because you need to convert mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
So however you can do that, as long as it's being done, that is duplicatable.
Yeah.
Completely. Anybody could do that.
You know, it reminds me of, I love that you said that because, everybody with my weight loss, when you ask, what are you doing? And I say, Trim Healthy Mama. And they say, oh, that's another diet. Right? I didn't want another diet. I wanted to, a reason why I was going to do something. So what I tell people is, you know, if they ask me why I'm doing Trim Healthy Mama, that's a whole nother ball game. It becomes very personal. It's like, well, because in the book I read that this is what splitting your fuels does to your body. And once I understood that, I was like, well, duh, I'm going to do that because it's going to get me the results of what I want to do, which is lose weight. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So yeah. When you ask a leader, how do I get to silver? And they say 2 to 3 presentations every single week. It's going to help you better understand how to do those or get those presentations.
The first question should be why? Why right. 2 to 3?
Why two to three? Because 2 to 3 is going to give you consistency and momentum. Now, do you got that? Yes. Okay, from there, let's introduce you and teach you a few ways.
To do that.
Yeah.
And I love that. That way you can focus. We can use your strengths. Instead of trying to make you learn how to do something brand new, like write your hand with your left, write your name with your left hand,
yeah.
That whole thing that I did at the convention. Why should I make you do something that's completely out of your comfort zone? Instead of like, let's get those presentations in a way that you're more comfortable and we'll go all in with your strength. Isn't that like, that's more freedom.
Yeah.
And you can duplicate my effort or Angela's effort or anybody else who's successful's effort by doing it your way, the way that is dependent on your strength. That should get everybody fired up right now.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that. Like I'm, that should give everybody listening to this hope that we can take your strength, your individual strength, and teach you the why behind the consistent effort, and boom, you got it. You can have the same results, if not better, by being you and coming up with your own system. And you can take, it sounds to me like you can take what you learned with Share Success, or what you learned with Ed Success, or what you learned from Emerge, or from me and Angela, or Todd Falcone, or Ray Higdon, or any of these other people out there. You take all these skills you've learned from your practice and you create your own system, your own style. But the thing that you will duplicate is the effort. The consistency.
Yeah.
So that's what you should be teaching people, the effort and the consistency. Don't stress about we only do it this way.
Right.
And that's crazy. In fact, even I remember when you were talking about the Spoil Yourself group, and I think we talked about this in the podcast too, so I'm not breaking any rules here, but Tasha was like, Angela, we need to talk, because
she had a lot of people. Well, we both had a lot of people start an uproar about, Angela posted about Spoil Yourself. That's not the Emerge way. And I was like, what the F is Emerge way?
Tasha said that. Like, Tasha was like, what?
Yeah, she's like, I need to talk to you. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're on the same page. This is amazing. But see, what I do, and I will always tell people, I am so grateful for the skill set training that I learned through Emerge. It taught me how to teach people how to sell.
Yeah.
Now, those leaders have the most amazing, solid skill set, like foundation. They can pick up any system. Michelle Tease, one of my top leaders, she could pick up any system, any party, anything, and kill it because she's that skilled. So absolutely. I mean, she doesn't freak out when I'm like, hey, we're going to try this. She's like, all right, tell me what to do.
Awesome. All right. I think we've made our point.
I think so.
I think just the point is stop being so
lazy.
Okay. Yes.
And cult-like.
Don't be cult-like to any one style. Duplicate effort. Duplicate why the best leaders do what they do. When you get, if you can somehow get in front of, Akilah Martinez or Kim Camuso or Heather Pattenhout or any of these awesome people out there who are just willing to share what they do, ask them why they do it that way.
Yeah.
You're going to get a far more useful answer. And I can guarantee you this. They will all be grateful that you asked that question because so few people do.
Yeah, it's true.
I know I would be. I would create a whole webinar on why I do any particular thing a certain way.
Yeah.
That would be awesome question to answer. So why don't you go ahead and maybe make a final point and then wrap up, my love.
You know, my final point on this one is stop being lazy. stop being so set that there's one way to do this and it's the only way and it's the way that's going to get you there. That's, you know, that's just going to leave you frustrated. You're going to develop so many amazing skills by finding out why people do different things and implementing things here and there. Get yourself a solid foundation and then really get out there and explore, because this business is really amazing. And once you insert your gift into all these different ways, you're going to discover the ultimate builder. And that ultimate builder is going to, you know, have success and grow confidently, and they're going to become the ultimate leader. So I encourage you to absorb everything, digest it all. Don't be a dismisser. Don't block the good that's coming into your world, because you just don't know. So be open, but stay persistent and consistent, and duplicate that work ethic that's like ridiculous. And celebrate yourself all along the way. Don't get down. Celebrate yourself. So I think that's really what I wanted to drive home more than anything else is, you know, don't be lazy. Be amazing. So go after it. For Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.